Well, we think just briefly of those words I have just read from Luke chapter 2. Dear friends, the good news concerning Jesus Christ is for all people. And the angel made that abundantly plain all those years ago over the field in Bethlehem. All are invited. In the Bible, we read often of the whosoever, the whosoevers. For example, in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then in those familiar words found in John 3 and verse 16, words which the Lord Jesus himself uttered all those years ago, we read this: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever, that means whoever. It means you. If you're not a Christian, be assured there is a welcome there for you in the Bible. A welcome from the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever believeth. Jesus said himself, come unto me. There you have the invitation. And it's an invitation to all people. Well, we read in Luke 2, verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Well, let's just briefly consider these words here in the scene there in Bethlehem. And as we do, first of all, let's consider the shepherds who heard. The shepherds who heard. They were going about their ordinary business, attending to the flock by night. And there they were. Suddenly, the angel appears and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And as a result, they were sore afraid. They were so fearful. Often this isn't conveyed, is it? But those shepherds, those ordinary men, they were so fearful. There was the glory of the Lord shining around. And there was this heavenly messenger now about to speak. Oh, they were sore afraid. And we know they were convicted of their sin. They felt their sin. Were they going to survive another night? What was going to happen to them? They were convicted. How do we know that? How do we know they felt their sin? Well, they're told the wonderful gospel, the good news, the way in which one can be saved, the way in which one can have their sins forgiven, the way in which one can be accepted and at last go to heaven. They were convicted. They felt they had done wrong. That was one of the reasons why they were so sore afraid. But those shepherds were also directed to the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel said, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And here comes the news. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Those convicted men, they hear the best news a sinner on earth can hear. We're all sinners. We know that. We're all sinners. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, here's the best news a sinner can hear. The news of Jesus Christ, the Saviour, who came into this world to save sinners. So then, firstly, the shepherds who heard. Secondly, the Saviour who was seen. The Saviour who was seen. Now you recall those words in verse 13, familiar words, and suddenly there was for the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. They hear the angels singing, declaring these words. But afterwards the shepherds reason amongst themselves, and they're drawn to go and see the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're told in verse 16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. They came and they saw the Lord Jesus Christ. How amazing that must have been. If there's any children listening on, how wonderful. The shepherds So the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a babe in the manger. They saw him in the manger. I expect they also saw him in the arms of Mary. They saw the Lord. What a wonderful thought. How amazing. They saw the Saviour who had come into this world to save. But there's more here. Not only did they see him with their bodily eyes, they were given faith. They looked unto him. They looked by faith. We're told in Hebrews 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. There's a spiritual looking. There's a looking by faith, a believing, a looking unto Jesus. Many years ago, a certain man called C.H. Spurgeon once heard these words in a country chapel. Isaiah 45, verse 22, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Look unto me. What is the invitation? To look, to believe. Have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you, like those shepherds, looked to Jesus by faith? Yes, they saw him with their bodily eyes or their eyes of flesh, but oh, they looked by way of faith. Oh, what a blessing. To look by way of faith, to discover, as we read in the Bible, that he is altogether lovely. Well, the Saviour was seen. Have you seen the Lord by faith? Are you looking? How we need to look, because we need to be saved. We need our sins forgiven. We need to be accepted. Well, those who look will be saved, and one day in heaven they will see Jesus. What a wonderful thought to see Jesus in heaven. Consider thirdly, the saved men, or the shepherds, who spread the news. Their lives were changed. They were going about their ordinary business. Suddenly the glory of the Lord shone round about, and the angel appears, and they're sore afraid, they're convicted, but they're led unto Jesus. Oh, that's what happens, doesn't it? When one is being saved, they're convicted, they are led then unto Jesus, where their lives were changed. And as changed men, they go forth to make known the Lord Jesus. We're told in Luke 2, verse 17, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. They made known the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ. They made known the gospel. The gospel which the angel had declared unto them. We read in Psalm 68, verse 11, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Many preachers. Well, here these shepherds, they're going forth. They're publishing the truth, the word. They're publishing the gospel into the streets of Bethlehem. And they told all those that they met. They spread the word, the wonderful gospel. Consider again the wonderful gospel. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Oh, what a gospel concerning Jesus Christ. And that through believing in him and knowing him and having him, one can know a measure of joy. And then one day in heaven, such a wonderful measure of joy, such happiness in heaven. Oh, I count it a privilege to make known this gospel as a gospel minister here in the New Forest, to tell you there's hope in Jesus Christ. There's hope for all who believe. Then fourthly, the joyful men that carried on with their work. The joyful men that carried on with their work. They went back to the flock. They had work to do. Yes, there were days and nights of hard work, times of sorrow and pain. Over this past 12 months, many have known much pain and sorrow and grief through this pandemic. And I'm sure you've suffered to a point, or you may have suffered greatly. You may have even lost loved ones. But you consider these shepherds, though they knew pain and sorrow in their lives, they had been saved, and they enjoyed fellowship with the Lord. They knew the joy of salvation. They knew times of joy in worshipping the Lord, in looking to him by faith, in praying. Oh, there is a joy known in believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and having times of fellowship. Well, it's a joy for me to share this wonderful gospel. I count it a great joy to know the Lord Jesus Christ, the only hope men and women, boys and girls can have in view of eternity. And I look forward, and I have this joy in my heart of looking forward to seeing Jesus. Well, here's the gospel then, the good news concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's my prayer, if you're not a believer, you would yet be led to believe in Jesus. He's your only hope. Your only hope of being saved, having your sins forgiven, being accepted and going to heaven. There's no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, listen to Jesus. It's my prayer you might yet know, if not already, the joy, the blessing in knowing Jesus, and that you might know peace in your heart. Jesus said all those years ago, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Peace, peace in view of him, that calmness. We can be troubled at times. The believer can be sorrowful, but oh, there is times of peace, peace in view of Jesus. And it's my prayer, you would know peace in view of the Lord Jesus Christ. You would know the wonderful gospel, the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ.